informative, and engaging.
Rick Munn.
Rick Munn on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Yep, informative and engaging. That's a very nice way to put it, isn't it? That's a lovely way to introduce me. Like saying, hey, this guy's a really nice guy. When someone says you're a nice guy, it's actually an insult. So I don't know if TNT are having a swipe at me when they tell people I'm informative and engaging. It makes me sound kind of middle of the road and conservative and a little bit boring and not very risky and not very dangerous. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what they're trying to do. But anyway, informative and engaging. Yes, I'll settle for that right now. And yes, I am Rick Munn. It's Friday. Yeehaw. Friday, the 12th of August, 2022. It's the end of my working week. Maybe for some of you, it's just beginning. The magic is just starting to happen for you today in terms of work. But what have I got lined up today? Well, of course, nothing but the best. Nothing but the best will do for our lovely listeners at TNT Radio. I'm joined out of the blocks today by Jody Newell, which is always a pleasure, let me be honest and say that. And if it wasn't true, I wouldn't say it. I would say, Jody, you suck. I really don't like talking to you, but I can't find anyone else to talk to, so I'm going to get you on. If that was the case, that's what I would say, but it's not the case. Kind of like this lady. I kind of like her, and that's why I keep getting her back on. But anyway, enough adulation for Jody for right now. I'm also going to be joined by Johnny Weissman, the recently banned from Twitter, Johnny Weissman, who's taken time off work to come on TNT Radio today. And if you're out there, give him a virtual round of applause. Pretend he's the NHS. Stand on your doorstep and clap like a seal into thin air. Yeah, just to show him your appreciation. And I'm sure he'll hear it from whatever nook and cranny of Northern Ireland he's currently residing in. That's later on. And lastly, Dr. Bruce Scott, who I like. He's a Scotsman. He likes metal. He likes Napalm Death. He likes a bit of the heavy stuff. Prong is another band. I don't know if you people know who Prong are. They're a three-piece out of New York. Tommy Victor, Ted Parsons, and I can't remember the bass player's name. But anyway, damn fine band back in the day. He's going to be talking to me about cults, cultish behavior, and brainwashing. Why not? Because we need to understand the mechanics of what's going on in the world right now, not just what's actually happening, but the mechanics. It's very important to understand the mechanics. So he's going to be joining me later. Yeah, and I'm hopefully going to be nice and chilled out today. I was a bit exasperated yesterday and I took some deep breaths and, I'm calmed down a little bit today. I've took my medication. Took my little blue Smarties today, so I'm sedated, yeah, because I'm on sedatives, because, that's how we roll on TNT. We like to sedate ourselves down. hell no, I'm not in those sedatives. I don't take that crap. Anyway, what's making the news today? Well, there's some pleas as in P-L-E-A-S, not please. Sir, thank you, sir, because my accent can be kind of hard to decipher, according to Mike Ryan, who's always giving me jip about it. Not that he can talk, being an Australian, and nobody can understand the Australian accent, mate, if you're over in Europe, so maybe you're the one that needs to get some subtitles on your radio show. That was Australia mixed in with Cockney. My accents are terrible, but you know what? I try, and they say God loves a trier. But anyway, Sky News, there's a plea to Sky News from some random guy on the internet called David Martin. With Sky News, please stop this incessant scaremongering designed to cause vulnerable and gullible people distress. It's pictures of fields, recently harvested fields in England. Wheat fields, they've been harvested, so from the air they look yellow. Yellow. It doesn't mean they're scorched. It doesn't mean they've been destroyed by the sun. It simply means they've been recently harvested of wheat. Therefore, they're yellow. But they're posting these pictures saying this is what climate change has done to our beautiful green countryside. No, they're harvested fields. Sorry to burst your bubble, Sky News, but they are harvested fields. So don't be scared by these scaremongers. The European Union, Mick Wallace, who's a politician out of Brussels, who's a very cool guy, looks a little bit like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, no joke, and he talks the talk as well as walking the walk. Okay. So he asks, how come the European Union has no problem with America stealing wheat and oil from Syria and causing untold suffering and death to so many women and children? So there's footage come out this week of literally the US pilfering and raiding and looting Syrian oil and food and trouncing it off to their own silos. Footage of US occupation army smuggling stolen oil out of Syria that ordinary Syrians struggle every single day to secure a few liters to go to work, to cook for their children and warm their families during cold winters. Shock horror. America looting a country. America pilfering resources. America stealing food. America oppressing the people in which they're proposing to liberate. Wow. That's a revelation. That's never happened before. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy of the highest order. And so say all of us, and so say all of us, America are hypocrites, America. Anyway, okay. If you're still listening and you think this is the right way for you to go, listening to TNT Radio, just letting you know that we have an app. It's available for download on the App Store, the Google Store. Download it. Listen in every day for at least 1 hour. You know, people try and do 10,000 steps a day to get fit. Forget that. You need to listen to TNT Radio for at least 3 hours a day. And of course, priority should be given to Locked and Loaded. Anything else on top of that is the icing on the cake. So download the app. Tell your friends about it. Download it onto your friends and family's phones as well, and your children and your children's teachers and guardians, etc. Everybody needs to have the app because you can't live without TNT Radio.
Pointed conversation powered by the facts.
It's always a balanced conversation.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Jody Newell is in the house. Jody, how are you?
I've got a bit of a cold, Rick, but I'm doing okay. It's probably the Botox that made me freeze. So.
The Botox? I've been thinking about the Botox myself. What do you reckon? Should I get a few shots?
You need a few liters.
I could get it intravenously. They could put the drip into my face and I could just sit all day, take 3 hours of Botox a day, and I would be looking like Kim Kardashian in no time.
Indeed you would. But it's good to see you, Rick. And I've been listening to your show with great interest, and you've been firing on all cylinders, and good. There's been plenty to talk about, hasn't there? Yeah.
There has. And I don't know if you know this or not. I know you heard it once, but I've actually been shouting you out a lot. I've been using you as an example of the ideal guest, someone with grit and determination and that doesn't let a little bit of illness knock them out of action, unlike a certain wussy who happens to live in Melbourne, goes by the name of at Rise Melbourne. Cougar. What a girl's blouse he is, huh?
100%. I mean, really, you know.
I mean, come on.
You could lock him down with a lettuce leaf.
He's been off air for three weeks now, saying he has a little tickly throat. I mean, come on. I thought he was made of sterner stuff than that, didn't you?
Look, you could knock him over with a wet lettuce leaf if you could afford to buy the lettuce leaf for a start. But
Ed, if you're listening, mwah. Big manly kiss to you, my friend. Not on the lips, of course, on the cheek and on the facial cheek, not the other one. Yeah, it's all good. And because it was actually Ed that introduced us. So if it wasn't for Ed, and I must give him props. I must give him props. He has sent some really good quality guests my way, and we've tried to accommodate them and get them on the show, and they've been excellent. Ed is a legend. He's a trooper. And he's a warrior. He is, all joking aside, at Rise Melbourne on Twitter. He is incessant in his output, and he's a good guy. And yeah, we love him, don't we?
100%. Yeah, love the old Ed, the Rise Up Melbourne. He's been a real bulldog, as we always say, in the fight against this nonsense that's been going on. So, yeah, no, he's great, Rick. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd love to talk about him for a little while longer, but there's quite frankly more important things to talk about than Ed Cooper. So Ed, we love you, but we've got to talk about the news. We've got to talk about what's going on in the world, because this is TNT, Today's News Talk Radio. So you and I, Jody, are going to talk about the news and some events that are happening, and we might even divert into music along the way, which is what we do in movies, because we love a good movie and we love a good album, don't we? America, sure. Come on. I mean, like, dominating the so-called headlines or the pantomime program this week is the FBI/Clinton's raid on Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's winter residence, or his place that he hangs up his hat in Florida. He's now pleading the fifth. He's not answering questions. The FBI are retaliating, saying we didn't raid the place. We carried out a search warrant. Our wonderful operatives are, we will not have them threatened with violence, etc. What do you make? What's the bottom line with all this? What's going on? What's your take?
Well, the FBI, I mean, it's just a circus, isn't it? I don't believe anything of it. I really don't. They should be, you know, you'd think that if they were investigating Trump, they'd be investigating him for the nonsense about COVID. I mean, he was the guy that it was unrolled under his presidency. And, maybe we could be naive enough to think that, that's what they're trying to find out. But obviously they're not. It's a political, if you believe it, it's a political exercise from the Biden government. And if so, I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, I don't like it when either political side threatens to jail a political opponent. I don't think that's appropriate. You know, I don't think it's it sends a very good message to the community. I mean, I don't like, you know, Hillary Clinton and all that stuff, but that lock her up stuff was just, you know, I don't believe you should be locking up your political opponents. And that's what happens with tyrants that do that kind of thing. You know, in a democracy, yeah, sure, you're not going to like each other and that, but, you know, I don't agree with what's going on.
I understand.
I think it's just, yeah.
And here's the thing too. I mean, like, one of Trump's mantras, he had several mantras. One was drain the swamp. The other one was build the wall. The other one was lock her up when it came to Clinton and his debates. Geez. That never manifested. That never materialized. And here's the thing, Jody. Here's the thing. You know, there's a lot of, people are desperate for a savior. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's interesting you say build the wall because, you know, it's funny. I mean, I think hindsight is a really good thing because, you know, I was in Las Vegas when all this COVID rubbish was being rolled out. And I was a Trump supporter, I'll admit it. You know, like I thought he was a great, you know, great for America. But when this COVID thing was unpacked, I was so enamored by the fellow that I didn't really see what was being unpacked. And one of the images that I'll never forget, I've got it on video somewhere, is the Trump Hotel barricaded. Now, he did build a wall. He built a wall outside his own hotel. And if that wasn't an alarm bell, that a property that, you know, it's in the Trump name, it's the Trump brand, it's in the Trump family, that was closed down by, you know, during this so-called scamdemic, you know, the biggest con job of all time. That's the wall he did build was outside of his own hotel. So I don't like walls. I don't like this, you know, wall to stop. What about if Americans want to get out of the country? They haven't thought this through, these, you know.
It works,
you know, people
both ways. And I understand, 100%. Actually, I understand there's a guy I have on the show, Richard Nichols, who's an English guy who's living in Mexico. And one of our hosts, Hrvoje Moric, he's a Croatian who's living in Mexico. Apparently, a lot of people are moving from California to Mexico rather than the other way around. So as much as there's a problem with people illegally crossing the border to come into Texas and into California, you also have a lot of people that are leaving America going the other way to get into Mexico. So I suppose your point stands very well. Okay, a wall is non-discriminatory in that it stops direction of traffic flowing in both directions. So yeah, you make a very good point about that. Is it to keep the Mexicans out, or possibly is it to keep the Americans in? That's another thing to think about, isn't it?
It is indeed, Rick. I don't like walls. You know, I don't think that, I just don't like them. I mean, you know, this was, I suppose, again, it comes back to the diplomat class, you know, going missing. And you know, there's a lot of problems in this world that could be solved by people that have got, you know, negotiation skills. And I mean, Mr. Trump was always banging his fist on the table saying he was really good at, you know, the art of the deal and all that garbage. I mean, no, he was a pea and symbol trickster, that bloke. And, you know, a lot of people fell for him, including me. And, you know, you live and learn.
You do. Well, do you know what? Let's pause and reflect on our how would you say? Because I would be the same. Well, I tell you what. We're going to take a quick short break, and then we're going to look at this business, this cult of personality, which is really what Donald Trump is. It's kind of a cult of personality. Some people think he can walk on water. Other people think he's the devil incarnate. Let's see where he fits into things. Let's analyze that in a little bit more detail when we come back after these short breaks here on TNT Radio.
You should hear what Shannon Joy is talking about.
The revolt in Netherlands by the farmers and in Germany and in Canada. The new ESG scores and the new sustainability goals that we're seeing in the United States of America pushed by Biden. This war on farming, this war on the ability for humans to access food. Some are calling it the starvation agenda. It is actually rooted in a declaration that was put together almost 10 years ago in 2015 with the adoption of UN Agenda 2030. If you want to understand what is happening in terms of politics, you have to understand the United Nations, the UN Agenda 21, and the UN Agenda 2030. That is the framework for the Great Reset, and it lays everything out, and they've been at this for many, many decades.
The Shannon Joy Show on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Affordable housing, we can build that. Sustainable housing, we can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. Or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
Get breaking news on your phone when it happens. Download our app from the Google Play and App Store now.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Yeah, that ad was a little bit close to the wire, build back. I was just waiting for the better bit at the end. So thankfully, the modular people withheld that last lethal word, that NWO mantra, build back better. But anyway, we were talking about our old chum Trump. You were a bit of a fangirl back in the day. You know, here's the thing, right? The guy can talk. The guy's a brilliant orator. He is. You mightn't like what he says, but he's a phenomenal orator. A little bit like Adolf Hitler. He was an incredible orator. No doubt about it. But his message was hate and division and all sorts of things. And he was an evil man. I'm not showing him my respect, but you can't take away from the fact the dude could give a message, get his point across, and spellbind masses of people, which effectively is what Donald Trump has done. And to me, Jody, the plumb line or the litmus test for anybody on the world stage, and I think you and I have talked about this before, is where do they stand when it comes to the vaccines? Where do they stand when it comes to pushing these things onto people or rolling them out anyway? And Trump always has taken pleasure in saying, I'm responsible for rolling out these products multiple times in the space of 9 months, Operation Warp Speed. It's all down to me. It's wonderful. Get your booster. That tells me all I need to know. Or am I being too general in my assessment?
No, you're not being too general at all, Rick. He was all in. Warp speed vaccines. I mean, you know, the connection to Star Trek. And if you are into symbolism and all that stuff, I mean, the Star Trek symbol is the serpent's tongue. So, yeah, he was all in with, you know, the vaccine rollout with warp speed. Massive amounts of coin were lining the pockets of Pfizer and other big tech companies. Mm-hmm. And he was complicit in this. And, you know, all of his supporters should realize that this all started under his regime. Listened to David Knight, who I'm a big fan of. I really like David Knight, and he is a massive. He's really unpacked, you know, the myth of Trump, and really explained it very, very well. You know, and the other damning thing about Trump was his absolute failure to fire Dr. Fauci, who is still in a job. That man should have been fired, you know, under Trump's reign, and again, Trump failed to do so. And, you know, it's just, he was, some people say it was his Achilles heel, but I mean, he was complicit, you know, so.
He was. If I'm not mistaken, and this is just going from my memory, I do recall back at the beginning of all this 2 years ago in March 2020, April 2020, Trump used to have his daily press briefings, which were really, you know, party political broadcasts. Fauci was always on the stage. There was a time when they seemed to have a fallout and Fauci was removed from the daily press briefings, at least for a time, and then he was reintroduced again. But as you say, that would have been a great opportunity to fire him and or put him on trial. But no, it didn't happen. And yeah, look at that little weasel. It's still in situ today, causing untold havoc and spouting his lies. What an evil little runt he is.
Well, everything that he's told us to take and to do has all failed. I mean, COVID, you know, this, I put it in brackets, COVID, to me, it's just the cold or the flu. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people that created this nonsense, they knew that they could politicize this and create all sorts of things and terms and conditions with this thing. So, I mean, everything that he's advised us, you know, the vaccines, the boosters, the social distancing, the masks, the mandates, all those nonsensical approaches have all failed because Mr. Biden is crook again, he's sick again, and if he took all those boosters and all that stuff, he should be fine. You know, he was the guy that's been telling us all, you know, it'll be fine. I mean, world leaders, Trudeau, Ardern, Dan Andrews, Morrison, Albanese, they all love that jab, and yet, you know, it's not working, you know, so
no. Not only is it not working, but they still cling on to this justification to say, well, if you didn't have it, you could be much worse, which there's obviously no way of quantifying that, and there's no way of proving that, because, you know, how do you say that? How do I say, Jody, if you take, you know, one extra lettuce leaf a week, it's going to add a year onto your life? How the hell can you prove? You can't prove that stuff. And people are clinging on to this. I think, and the reality is, people know they've been sold a pup. They know they've been duped, and the hardest pill of all to swallow is the fact that you've been taken for a mug, that you've swallowed a big, fat, stinking lie, you went along with it, and now you've got egg on your face, and sometimes instead of wiping the egg off, you try and say it's a good thing because it's full of protein and it will actually benefit you. You know, it's rationalization and justification, and I think I'm certainly hearing a lot more people doing it in my circle. That are, oh, I'm sick, I've got a temperature, I've got COVID. Well, what about your three injections and your booster? They didn't work too good. And they're like, oh, it would be so much worse without it. They all pipe to the same tune. They all dance to the same tune, don't they?
They do indeed, Rick. I mean, they've just been totally sucked in by it all, as we say, you know, Australia, sucked in. And I mean, it's, yeah, I still see the, you know, the occasional person driving around here in America, you know, with the mask on, in the car by themselves. They're not Uber drivers. They're, you know, they're people that have just totally lost their senses. And, you know, you just don't bite on it, because if you did, you'd drive yourself crazy, you know, and just, you know, but, and there's nothing you can do for these people, you know, and
you can't,
I mean, it's none of my business. You know, you just can't, they're gone, aren't they? They're totally gone. They're totally baked, you know, aren't they?
You know, you said something there. We're going to take a super short news break clip here, but you know, this thing, it's none of my business, all right? I'm finding myself getting worked up about things that really I shouldn't be getting worked up, because it's none of my business, but because of what I believe is the compliance of the masses that really have enabled the globalists to get us into this place, I feel a little insy-bitsy bit of resentment in me when I see someone with a mask now that's walking around like I did today. I've seen two big guys walking around in what's possibly the nicest day of our year. It's 23 degrees here, so obviously we're under danger of death from a heat wave. But there was two guys this morning wearing N95 black face masks walking about and alone in the outside. And instead of looking at them going, "You're brainwashed, I pity you," I'm like, you and your sort are the people that have enabled us to get into this position in the first place. Your masked, mindless, non-compliance. I'm going to stop there. And when we come back, let's look at how beneficial it could be for both of us if we simply could mind our own businesses. All right, let's try and give each other a little bit of a G up here to mind our own businesses. And in doing so, retain our sanity. Okay, that's my aim. I want to try and stay sane, as my old video clips go. But anyway, this is TNT Radio. We'll be right back after this super duper duper short news break. Don't go away.
Matt Boyland here with a quick check of the day's headlines. Ukraine has been accused of bombing a hydroelectric dam in the country's southeast that was seized by Russia back in March. Australia is bracing for another 6 months of above-average rainfall as the country stares down the barrel of its third back-to-back La Nina. And it's been revealed that federal agents were reportedly looking for documents relating to nuclear weapons during Monday's unprecedented raid on Donald Trump.
We're the pinup boys and poster girls for free speech. We just don't look as impressive as Vladimir Putin shirtless on a horse. Yeah, 24/7, 365, we never stop sifting fact from fiction, misinformation from the truth. From government overreach to the latest on mandates, big tech censorship to propaganda gone mad. Listen to TNT Radio and get the news and views direct from our expert presenters and commentators anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, we're talking about minding our own business. All right. Yeah, I mean, if you're honest and I'm honest, you know, sometimes we get sucked into things that we shouldn't get sucked into and it doesn't do us any good. And yesterday, there was a guy on and I was talking to him and I felt inspired to quote a verse from the book of Proverbs. Okay, and I think this is something for us also. This is for you and this is for me today. All right, just to mull over and think about. Proverbs 26, verse 17. He or she that passes by and interferes with trouble that does not belong to them is like someone who takes a dog by the ears. Okay. So if you're passing a dog, a pit bull or a Rottweiler, it's just sitting there and you decide to get down and grab it by the ears, what do you think is going to happen, Jody? Do you think he's going to lick your hand or do you think he's going to take your nose off?
Thanks for that, Reverend Munn. You don't do that. You just don't grab a Rottweiler or a pit bull. No.
But people are doing it, Jody. They are doing it metaphorically. They're meddling with trouble that doesn't belong to them. And it's like taking a dog by the ears. I believe we should be up to date. And you're up to date. You're super up to date with what's going on, all right? And by and large, you keep yourself together. But sometimes we get sucked in to things we shouldn't really get sucked into. And it consumes so much time and so much energy and works us up so much, and the net result to us is a negative one. It doesn't affect the people we're talking about or exposing, but for us, it brings us down. Should we not think twice before we could jumping? Someone told me this week I need to spend more time in rabbit holes. Can you believe that? I'm like, I'd rather take my toenails out with pliers.
Well, you won't be spending any time in rabbit holes, Rick, because you wouldn't be able to fit down one for a start. So,
what are you trying to say here?
I'm just saying that you wouldn't be able to fit down a rabbit hole, nor neither would I. So, but
backpedal away, don't you?
Look, shut up. the thing is, with all of this, I would rather focus my energy on positive things and around people that I really, you know, like talking to, and you know, and going to events, and you know. We can all set our own agendas here in life, and you know, we have the ability to set our own agenda with our thinking, with what we put in our mouths. You know, like you know, we are the rulers of our lives, and you know, that's a very powerful gift from God. And we tend to forget that. And I think these people, these solo mask wearers and the like, I think it's just it's like the little person inside your head, you know, the sort of dark person, you know, all that kind of thing that tries to distract us from the gift of life and the gift of sharing your love with other people and things like that. And, you know, I mean, what I've tried to do here in America is to try and, you know, in my everyday dealings with people, try to, you know, just connect with people and, you know, try and be kind to people and, you know, not get distracted by this stuff, because by design it's made to make us feel awful and bad and feel bad as being human beings. I mean, this whole mantra, this whole thing about climate change with COVID, you know, it's about trying to debase our value as human beings and, you know, make us feel like, you know, we've got to feel guilty about being a human, or we've got to feel guilty, or we're dirty with, you know, disease and all that stuff, which is a load of nonsense, you know. And, you know, we've just got to value each other, you know, and this whole thing, this whole attack on us has been about trying to devalue our humanity. And it's not working with me, and it's obviously not working with you, and it's obviously not working with your guests either, because, you know, we do value our humanity and we value freedom and all that stuff. So that's my response to all of this. Yeah,
I like it, because listen, it's Friday, and on Friday I like to try and end the week on as positive a note as I can, and I am trying to apply to myself what I tell others to do, which is to spend less time online, absolutely do not engage with trolls and getting into pointless arguments that lead nowhere, not focusing too much on things of which I have absolutely no control over, unlike my own life, which, as you say, you know, we're to a degree, we're masters of our own destiny. We make choices. We have free will. We can go here. We can go there. We can choose to spend time in the company of positive people, or we can choose to spend time online with trolls. That's our choice. And I think what a lot of people are missing out on the opportunity to do, and let's talk about something that you do. Because you mentioned this like the first time we ever spoke, and I was always meant to talk to you about it, but, you know, we got sidetracked, let's just say, by the things of the world. So you are involved, and this is just for anyone listening, because people say, well, what can I do? I can't speak publicly, and I don't have a big platform, and how can I help people, and how can I help the effort, you know, to keep the human race on the right track? You are involved, I understand, in a veterans program in America, and I've seen a few pictures you put up where you go and visit some old vets, some old men, and you know, like, or possibly women in homes or in their place of, you know, where they live, just to have some human contact with them and just to spend time with them. Tell us a little bit about that work that you're involved in, please.
Yeah, I'm an associate member of a Marine Corps League post, and you know, one of the things about that is that there's a, you know, one of the things they advocate is, you know, to reach out to veterans, whether they're young or old. And, you know, I met a 99-year-old veteran a couple of months ago, and he was in an old folks home, and just sitting, I mean, he'd gone through the Normandy route in Europe during the Second World War, and he'd gone through the D-Day beaches, you know, several weeks after they'd, you know, invaded, and he was working with a medical post. It was just remarkable to talk to someone of that age, you know, who was involved in that era. And, you know, the guy was 99, for goodness sake, and, you know, it's really good to, you know, to reach out to people like that. I mean, I'm not doing it for brownie points or anything like that. It's just important that we, you know, and the elderly have taken such a beating with this COVID nonsense, you know. That's one thing that I really despise about this, is that the way that they were isolated from us, and, you know, how they were shut away from people. And, I mean, God knows the hell that some people have gone through by dying alone or not being able to be with their family members and that because of, you know, these evil people that have, you know, you know, turn them away. So that's an opportunity there, you know, when you don't have to wear the mask when you're with these people, you can go and see them. There's no, you know, checks and balances about that. So it was good to actually do that, Rick, and sort of talk to, you know, someone who's older than yourself, much older than yourself, and to exchange experiences or just sit down and listen and, Yeah, just gain some wisdom.
Because listen, I have a lot of respect. Being old does not necessarily confer wisdom and common sense. There's some stupid old people out there too. But by and large, I like to speak with my elders. And I'm talking about people that I don't even know. So if I'm walking down the street or walking through the square in the town I live in and I see an old person sitting alone, I'll say, hi, how are you? I'll just strike up a conversation. And if they then, some of them are craving conversation and craving some human contact. And if they say, oh, I'm okay, how are you, son, or whatever, I'll stand and have a chat. And if it develops, I'll sit down beside them and I'll have a yarn. And I'm interested in finding out about their background. And, you know, do you come from the town that I'm in? And what was this place like 50 years ago? And all of a sudden their faces light up and they're having some interaction and I'm learning things. And it's humbling. All right. I believe it's humbling to spend time in the company of people that have really went on before you, like somebody like the vets that you're talking about, and actually fought in wars and risked their lives for freedom and democracy and liberty. Unlike this insipid, iPhone generation that we have now, who the very thought of taking a stand against tyranny, it sends them running into the nearest coffee shop for a decaf soy latte.
Yeah, the world's full of soy boys and girls, isn't it? So, you know, it's just, and you think about, like, you know, the person that I spoke to, the one that, you know, went through Normandy and the like, and, you know, it's just, you know, that, I mean, their experiences must have been incredible, you know, compared to what, I mean, we've had it so easy, Rick, haven't we, really, when you think about it, you know, our generation and generations underneath us, you know, we haven't been shot at or, you know, had to jump out of a plane or get out of a boat on a beach and, you know, and try and somehow get to the cliff face, you know, without having your head blown off or whatever. And,
There's been a watering down and a dilution, I believe, of all of this over the last however. And thank God we haven't been shot at or had a bullet in the head. However, there's a real lack of hard people these days. And I'm not talking about muscles and tattoos and skinheads and walking around brandishing meat cleavers. I'm talking about mental toughness here. I'm talking about inner strength and inner toughness and endurance and perseverance and fight and determination and passion and enthusiasm. It seems to have been kicked slowly out of people. And thus, dare I say it, we're in the position that we're actually in today. So I just wanted to touch on the veteran thing. Strangely, actually, although it's not an old veteran, I have a little bit of free time when I finish the show today. My wife and my daughter are heading away with her mum up to stay overnight, and then I'm going to meet them tomorrow. I have a little bit of free time this afternoon, and an old friend of mine who is a veteran of the Middle East, he's working in my town, and I said, listen, let's hook up after work and let's spend some time together. So hopefully, he's not an old man, he's only a couple of years older than me, but he's a vet, and I'm very much looking forward to spending time in his company as well. So that kind of brought that to my mind as I'm talking with you today. So great minds and thinking alike and all that business. We're just fantastic people, aren't we?
Oh, of course, yeah. We're just the best, Rick.
Well, listen, enough back slapping for now. Let's take a quick break.
Let's kick each other's heads in, yeah, Linda.
No. Let's not. Let's be lovely to each other as we wrap up the show. But anyway, we've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's see what else is bubbling to the surface of the media cesspit and maybe talk about something nice to round this little segment off. This is TNT Radio. Don't go away. We will be right back.
We're saved. A professor has found the root cause of climate change. And you guessed it, white supremacy. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio. Stay tuned.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
Dr. Jacqueline Gill of the University of Maine has now claimed that, quote, the root causes of climate change are capitalism, white supremacy, colonialism. Gill is an associate professor of paleoecology and plant ecology at the University of Maine. If Dr. Gill is correct, the only solution is for the whole world to go Marxist. Yes, that's right. Give up your freedoms, your rights, and listen to the centrally planned economy. But here's the catch. Even if we give up all our freedoms to fight the alleged climate crisis, the weather and climate will not notice. This professor joins two NASA scientists in claiming the same thing, that white supremacy is a driver of climate change. Yes, all a day's work in the wacky world of climate. For the Morano Minute, this is Mark Morano on TNT Radio.
Hi, Gemma Simon here from the Newcastle Jets for RAD. Playing any sport means setting the right example. And it's not just about how players focus and behave when they're on the field. It's also about their actions and behaviours off it. That includes things like drink driving, drug driving, and driver distractions. No one can perform properly if they're under the influence or distracted. So make sure you make the right decisions when it comes to getting behind the wheel of a car, and you'll definitely earn respect for it.
A message from RAD.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
In a March 19 executive order, President Zelensky invoked martial law to ban 11 opposition parties. The outlawed parties consisted of the entire left-wing socialists or anti-NATO parties in Ukraine, openly fascist and pro-Nazi parties like the Azov National Corp were unaffected by the presidential decree. President Zelensky ordered an unprecedented domestic propaganda initiative to nationalize all television news broadcasting and combine all channels into a single 24-hour channel called United News to tell the truth about war. On April 12th, President Zelensky announced the arrest of his main political rival, Viktor Medvedchuk, by the SBU security services.
Bullets are not shot at us from the barrels of guns.
Poisons are shot into us from the barrels of syringes.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Yeah, there was a little snippet there about Zelensky arresting his opponents. And, you know, we touched on this at the start. They're after Trump. And even you made the point, you know, you don't agree with it, whether you love them or hate them. You know, you don't lock up your political opponents, you know. But that's the way things are going. There's two things, but sorry, I want to apologize to you as well. I try my best, as you know, to be a professional, but I fail miserably most days. One of the things I fail on is actually telling people who I'm talking to, because I take it for granted that they know, and I know who you are, and I know how wonderful you are, and I know how to contact you, but the populace doesn't. So I'm listening. I'm talking and listening to Jody Newell this morning, this afternoon, tonight. You can catch up with her on Twitter at NMG Sports. And she has a website, Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L, MediaGroup.com. And that's a damn fine name. I like that name, Newell Media Group. I have my own media company as well, believe it or not. I do. Okay. No risk, no reward. Cool. Media. I have my own because I'm self-employed now and I'm living the dream. Yeah, I'm living the dream. But that's how to connect with Jody. Jody is an Aussie, as you've probably gathered from her accent, but she's flitted across to Arizona where she's putting some roots down and generally loving life, I must say. She likes it over there. She's a great journalist. She's a military historian. She's a lover of good music. And a good night out with her cowgirl outfit and her Stetson and jumping around, shooting guns all over the place. Yes, that's how she's living it in Arizona. And good for you. That's what I say.
Thanks,
good for
Rick.
You.
Thank you.
Good for you. I'm glad to see you happy.
Thanks, mate. I'm wearing a Pinnell Records t-shirt in Pinnell. I'm from Pinnell County. And
I was going to ask you about that. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
It's from a fantastic a skateboard shop called CG Skates Skate Shop, and it's run by a guy called Marcus in Casa Grande, and he's trying to get this label up and running, and he had Battle of the Bands and stuff at his store, and it's he designs all these wonderful skateboards, and he really supports some local kids. He's also a former vet. He's only 30 years of age, and he's really, really cool. He's a really cool guy. He's much loved in the community, and
his name?
Marcus,
if you're listening, which you probably aren't, but you should be, shout out to you as a vet, someone who's making a difference in the community, designing skateboards, running Battle of the Bands, Pinnall Records, P-I-N-A-L Records. Do you know if he has a website or what?
I don't know, but just Google CG Skate Shop and you should find his
CG
his
skate place. Shop. Yeah. Have you ever seen the documentary? Have you? Were you into skateboarding at all, or do you have a love of it, or a history of it, or what?
Well, when I was about 12, it was a big deal. Everybody was riding, you know, girls, guys were riding skateboards, and, you know, we were pretty crazy in those days, you know, going down big hills and things like that. It was pretty crazy, but it was a big culture. Like, it was a very, it was a massive youth culture in, you know, the 70s.
Massive in the 70s in America. And the reason why I'm saying that is this is the kind of stuff I like to talk about as well. It's not political and it's just nice and it's cool. Okay, there's a great documentary. I don't know if you've seen this one or not. It's called Dogtown and the Z-Boys. Okay, so it's all about a skateboarding company. In fact, it's something similar to what you're talking about. It was a guy who owned a surf shop, record shop. And when skateboarding became big, he got a lot of surfers. They made skateboards, and they had like a troupe of what were the first professional skateboarders of the time, based out of California. I understand Venice Beach, California. I do believe there was a guy in it. I can't remember his first name. It was Muir, but his brother Mike Muir went on to form Suicidal Tendencies.
Suicidal Tendencies,
ST. Oh, you ever listened to them?
Saw them live. I'll have a listen. I saw them live in 1992. They played with Alice in Chains on the same bill in Melbourne Festival Hall. And
that's the one band I really regret not seeing live was ST. Oh. I used to have a school bag, like a satchel, and I painted the top flap with white emulsion and spent about a week meticulously copying the Suicidal Tendencies logo onto the back. Brilliant. I still have it, actually. I still have it here in the house, and I love it. I was a massive fan right up until Lights, Camera, Revolution. And their album, How Will I Laugh Tomorrow When I Can't Smile Today, is one of my favorite albums of all time. Yeah. But Mike Muir was the brother of one of the skaters that was in the Dogtown and the Z-Boys clique.
Sure. I love Art of Rebellion by Suicidal Tendencies. I mean, the song Nobody Hears, you know, Calling Captain Stupid. I mean, brilliant band, you know. And then you had the bass player who went on to Metallica. Yeah, so.
He did. Have you ever heard their side project, Infectious Grooves?
No, I haven't, no.
You'd like it. Mike Muir and Robert Trujillo, who went on to form Metallica, and also a guy called Josh Freese, the drummer. They had a side band that I think you would like, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek metal funk called Infectious Grooves. So yeah, check them out if you have Spotify. That's a little tip for you, a little listening assignment for you over the weekend if you choose to accept it. But we're giving a shout to Pinal Records in Arizona. Check them out. Yeah, I like that kind of thing. So I was going to ask you about your T-shirt, by the way. So you've kind of preempted me in that one and started talking about it anyway. So I like a good T-shirt. I do, even though mine are always just plain black. I'm going to start getting ones with logos on it. What do you think on old Misfits T-shirts, proper ones, like, because I was a fan back in the day. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon I want an Ed Cooper T-shirt, you know, with these, you know, magnificent cranium. And, you know, Rise Melbourne underneath it, you know. I think I reckon they'd sell like hotcakes, actually. So,
I think Rick,
Ed, if you're listening, come on.
In the same way as Charles Manson T-shirts sold well, I think Ed Cooper T-shirts would sell well too. What do you think?
Oh, my God. They'd sell it by the boatload, I think, I mean, everybody loves Ed, so, you know. He'd make a fortune, you know. But see, the thing about Ed Cooper is that I think he, you know, makes a very good point, is that he doesn't make money out of this stuff, you know, like other people, like, you know, Avi from, you know, whatever his outfit he's from, and other shills, you know. You know, Ed's always been on about the message, you know, and that's, you know, he hasn't been about, you know, making money from it and all that, you know, stuff. So maybe you take umbrage at, you know, putting T-shirts out,
Again, we give him a shout out. I don't know if he's listening in or not. I've told him we're talking about him, but he hasn't responded yet. He's maybe working, or he's maybe resting his delicate little throat up because
he's too busy looking at himself in the mirror.
He is. And you know what? He gave me a flack one time about wearing a leather shirt. Listen, let me tell you something, Jody, between you and I and everyone else that's listening live. I've seen his camera when he gets up to run to the bathroom. And let me tell you something, I've seen stuff that I would not even repeat on radio. And I have some ammunition to fire back at old Cooper if he starts ribbing me about my lovely black leather shirt again, which wasn't
You've
black
got some, at all, by the way. some rather saucy, savory snaps of him, have you?
I've got some. Yes, I do. And let me just say that Pinal Records logo, yeah, the color, yeah, that's what he was wearing down below. That's all I'm going to say to you. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, enough character assassination. Let's look at one last thing, something that causes a little bit of concern maybe in the Dutch. The Dutch people are rebelling against nitrogen targets, apparently just through Rabobank. Place called Rabobank in the Netherlands is refusing loans to Dutch farmers that refuse to cut nitrogen by 50%, cattle stock by 95%, and pig, chicken, and turkey farms by 80%. We can bankrupt this bank overnight by changing to one that supports farmers. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit, how would you say, not disturbing, but to be expected. But when banks are now weighing in, effectively on what are political issues. Is it not, are they not really pushing to merge all of this together at this point in time and really try and further their agenda even more, Jody? I mean, they're disgusting, sure. I never liked banks but they're really loathsome right now.
Yeah. Well, Rabobank used to sponsor Michael Rasmussen, who was a, you know, a drug cheat during the Tour de France. So, you know, I mean, they've got form, Rabobank. So, you know, and now they're trying to, you know, get involved, politicising, you know, their product and, you know, threatening to, you know, defund people or whatever, you know. So I'm not surprised on that angle, Rick. Banks around the world, I mean, they're buying into the rainbow nonsense and all that. And,
yes.
You know, it's designed to, it's purely a marketing ploy because then people think, oh, yeah, they support everybody and they support this and that. But it's just a, you know, it's just a putting fur or it's putting on like a, you know, a polar bear costume or something like, you know, or to cover the, a polar bear putting on a cuddly bear costume, but behind the scenes they're ruthless and they don't care. And it's just to, you know, create this myth. Yeah.
So you're familiar with these people. I must admit, I'd never heard of them before. Now, I used to work for a multinational bank for 5 years. Believe you me, you and I could have a discussion on the shenanigans. And I was part of it too, by the way. This is back way back in the day before I saw the light, as it were, before I had my Damascus Road experience. I used to be a ruthless banker as well. And so I'm kind of qualified to talk about them. Listen, we've got a few minutes left. I'm going to ask you a question. You like your movies, you like your music. In a nutshell, what are you going to be watching and what are you going to be listening to this weekend? What's going to be on the Jody Newell playlist?
Well, I've been listening to The Seekers quite a bit because Judith Durham passed away early this week, and I love The Seekers. I love, they represented everything that I wish Australia would be again, you know, looking at their old film clips, and Judith Durham was a lovely lady, and, you know, they were just a, you know, two guitars, a you know, acoustic bass and a female vocalist, but they were such a great band and they epitomized, you know, Australia. And so I'll be listening to them over the weekend quite a bit. Uh-huh. As for films, I was watching Room at the Top with Lawrence Harvey last night and Simone Signoret. You know, that's a great film and basically talk, you know, highlighting the class system of, you know, pre-1960s culture. So that was, I watch TCM a lot over here. I don't like Ted Turner, but I do like TCM, the channel, and getting to see old movies. So I've been actually going to my local cinema. They actually have a classic movie night on Tuesday night. So I've been seeing, I saw Singing in the Rain last couple of weeks ago on the big screen. And I was really crying because of what I was watching. Like, there was no smart. It was just, you know, it's just pure skill.
Just real,
you
know, a real CGI. Movie. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that's what's sadly lacking. I find myself, you know, I find for me personally, the best era of movies was the 70s. You could argue the toss about classic 50s movies, black and white noir movies. But yeah, I like a good 70s movie. There were some made in the 80s, a few made in the 90s, and nothing really has been made recently that rivals anything that was put out there back in the 70s. But listen, we're up to time. So for listeners, recommended listening, Suicidal Tendencies, yes, and The Seekers. And
the Seen in Green album.
Seen in Green album. And the recommended viewing is Room at the Top from Jody Newell. And if you can squeeze it in, Singing in the Rain. Yes, and thank you for that, by the way. I'm going to check out the Seekers when I finish the show today. So thank you for that. And thank you for getting up. Thank you for being open and honest. And thank you for shooting from the hip, as always, Jody Newell. God bless you.
Thanks, Rick.
And have a lovely weekend. And I'll be back after the news with Jonathan Weissman here on TNT Radio. Don't go away.